Welcome back. It's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's the morning show that you wake up to and go, oh, Lord, they're going to be Icon again. I know that they're going to be. Welcome to it, and thanks for letting us be part of your Tuesday. First thing this morning, I get in. First of all, thank you for letting me be out yesterday. I was suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. They allow me to come back on the air while my appeal is being filed.
You inject stuff into your vocal cords? Is that what it is?
I've decided that I'm going to start doing a five-hour energy drink. I'm just going to put a needle on it and just jam it right into my arm and just drink that. Are you growing a goatee?
No, I just have been lazy and haven't shaved for a couple of days.
By the way, I have seen the new ratings, and there are other radio stations who are going to accuse you of juicing.
Really? Bring it. This morning, I came in. And I'm going through the normal routine, and I realize I reached for my phone to send a text to my biggest fan, and I had left it at home.
And I see it sitting over there, so you went back and got it?
You betcha I did.
Oh, come on.
You didn't even know I was gone.
You can't go without your phone for a few hours?
No, not during the show.
For crying out loud.
No, absolutely not during the program. And that's when I realized...
You're not supposed to be talking on your phone and texting during the show. It's like texting and driving, for crying out loud.
Hang on a second. I just got a Groupon alert that I got. I feel naked without it.
Ugh.
I feel absolutely naked without it.
That's so sad.
And I thought
I don't want Seth to feel naked.
He just wants me naked. I thought I have to have it. And I thought, okay. And I looked, I'd gotten here early because there was some. First, I want to make sure.
So you went back home, and your wife, in slightly waking up, thinks someone is breaking into the house because she doesn't expect to hear anything at this time of the morning.
Yes, and I would have texted her and said, "Baby, I'm coming in the house," except for the fact that.
This is one sign that the apocalypse is upon us when someone can't go a few hours without their phone.
I get very important information about the show during the program.
Right.
I'm with Seth here. I would go back.
I did.
I don't know anyone's phone number anymore. My phone remembers that for me.
Exactly.
People who expect to get a hold of me immediately expect my phone to be with me at all times.
I was in a situation where I did not have my phone. I think the battery had died on it, so I was going to use my wife's phone to call a buddy of mine, and I'm sitting there going, and I couldn't do it because I couldn't remember his phone number. It's speed dial 3 on my phone. Beep, and boom, it's there. There was that. So
if the electronic magnetic pulse ever happens and the technology all goes down, we're done. We're finished. Society will completely collapse. It'll be like the show Revolution.
I will clad myself in a loincloth.
God.
I will cling to my AR-15.
Uh-huh.
I will hold a hunter's knife in my mouth like Rambo.
Yeah.
And probably go into some kind of psychotic rage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. So, but see, now here's the one qualifier. I was gone. Did you even notice I was gone?
No.
Did you even notice?
No.
Less than 5 minutes. Went to the house, got my phone, got back here in less than 5 minutes. Nobody even knew I was gone, okay? If it had been a 30-minute drive or if it had been a case where I was going to be late or something of that nature and cause people to have a panic attack, I would not have done it. I would have suffered. The show would have suffered.
The show would not have suffered.
The show would have suffered. I would be, the whole time during the program, I'd be like, where's my phone? 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 I need something. Where's my phone? That would have been the program, and that wouldn't have... I don't know.
We're going to need an intervention here soon.
So there's that. And I did mention, by the way, this is very, very important. The State Department of the United States has not, I repeat, has not shut us down. We are still active and hacking off the terrorists. They said that that's our job. We are not shutting down because of a supposed terrorist threat. We are here, and we will continue to annoy those that wish to kill the infidel.
That's time of the summer, too. If they could shut us down for a week, I don't think I would mind.
I would imagine you not only annoy the terrorists, you're annoying the administration as well when you're on the air every morning.
Yeah. Hello. We have been tested. We are 100% performance-enhancing drug-free.
So that's why I had to do that in that cup before we came on the air.
Now,
I see.
I guess I do have to be honest about why I was out yesterday. I was confused. I thought yesterday was International Beer Day. I just assumed that all of Wisconsin took the day off, And so I just didn't.
Was yesterday International Beer Day?
You know what's funny is I looked this up. I saw things about, oh, it's National Beer Day. National Beer Day is somewhere around April when Prohibition officially ended. I think like April 6th.
Uh-huh.
Well, National Beer Day was sometime in the past week. Yeah, I mean, International Beer Day, where everybody in the world celebrates beer. So we here in Wisconsin, we should have gotten two days off.
Well, for some of us, it's every day.
It's National Beer Day.
Could be a t-shirt. For me, every day is Beer Day. Sure.
Barry, hi. You're cute. You have beer? No? I don't like you anymore. So there it is. There's all the things we got. We are going to talk about A-Rod getting suspended. How uncomfortable is it that you were at one time the golden boy of baseball, and you walk out onto the field where people used to just love you, and you just get booed unmercifully? I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could walk out into the public eye under such humiliation. I think the honorable thing for him to do is just go away.
We can't hear the boos here when they're throwing stuff at the radio.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And everyone now, if they don't already, will root against the Yankees, because if they somehow make the playoffs, I mean, it just is so tainted that they're using a player that shouldn't be on the field, according to the league.
Dude, I'm not a baseball fan, and I've always hated the Yankees. Always. It's just, it seems to be the natural condition of an enlightened man. WSAU, we'll be right back.
New study just came out, says that teenagers are losing interest in Facebook because it's too popular with their parents. Yeah, the same goes for weed.
My dad does it, so forget it. It's my mom's bong.
Really pissed off about that, aren't you?
Yeah. Constantly spilling that thing.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.